Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad to have you with us back here at Burden and Blessing for our Word of the Week. As we draw near to the celebration of our Savior at Christmas, our Word of the Week for this week focuses once again on one of the names of Jesus, the term only begotten. This term is found only five times of Jesus in the New Testament. The word only begotten comes from the Greek word monogenēs. It is a compound word, mono meaning only, and genēs from the Greek word genomai, which means to be, to become. So literally, the only one to become. When you bring these two words together as a compound, it has the idea of single, one of a kind, unique. It can even have the idea of unparalleled or incomparable. Basically, this word monogenēs, or only begotten, describes a relationship. It describes relationship rather than simply birth. Now, these references help us to understand just a little bit the relationship between the Father and Jesus. It's used four times in the Gospel of John to describe the relationship between Jesus and the Father, twice in John chapter 1. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then going on verse 18, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Now, this term, only begotten, in connection with Jesus, describes the relationship between Jesus, the Son of God, and God the Father. He is the only begotten, the unique one. Jesus came from the Father. He was full of grace and truth. He was from the bosom of the Father, and He was declared to be that. Then it's used two more times in John chapter 3. The familiar verse, John 3:16, includes the term only begotten. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then just two verses later, John continues, He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. There are a couple of interesting things about this term, only begotten, as we take a look at particularly the way in which John uses it in his gospel. The term only begotten demonstrates that because Jesus has this unique relationship to the Father, one-of-a-kind relationship, that He is able to be the Savior of the world. Jesus comes to this earth in order to carry out the will and the work of His Father in heaven and to be the Redeemer that we as sinners need. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, John uses this again in his first epistle, and there he says, In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Not only does this term only begotten emphasize the fact that Jesus is, because of His unique relationship to the Father, able to be the Savior that we need, but it also emphasizes that we are obligated to believe in Him. Whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then again in verse 18 of John chapter 3, He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe in Him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. What an important reminder as we prepare to celebrate Christmas. As we celebrate the one who came to earth, the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us, we recognize that Jesus is the only Savior that this world needs. It is through faith and through faith alone that we receive the benefit of that which Christ has won for us. That is really what Christmas is all about. God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him. Thanks be to God for the greatest Christmas gift of all, the gift of His Son and our Savior. May the Lord richly bless your Christmas celebration.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.